You're listening to the Equine Forum on HRRN, presented by Twins Buyers.
Franklin whacks him with a whip, and he draws out to lead it by four. A lot of gold is going to be second, and that's the way this race is going to end. It is spectacular bid, coming to the line with his ears pricking, and as he hits the wire, he is five lengths the winner over a lot of gold second.
Official margin of victory, seven lengths, and trainer Bud Delp would tell anyone who would listen to bet on his horse the first Saturday in May.
I was glad to see that it was a short field, since it was just 9 days before the Derby at that time. And I really wanted an easy race, which he got. You know, there was, he went to the leader on the backside, and he was loafing on the turn. We let him do that. And he didn't run an enormous time, but he came back out of that race so fresh that he was you know, just that much better for the Derby.
Welcome back to the Equine Forum, presented by Twins Buyers on this Saturday morning. The 100th renewal of the Bluegrass Stakes coming up later this afternoon at Keeneland, part of a trio of Derby prep races with the stakes extremely high, looking ahead to Louisville 4 weeks from today. The audio you just heard, courtesy of our friend Tom Leach, the voice of the UK Wildcats, it comes from a show that he produced, a top 10 look at the Bluegrass Stakes, or the top 10 Bluegrass Stakes of all time. The call you heard there in that clip as we were coming back was from the legendary UK broadcaster Kaywood Ledford. It came from the Keeneland Radio Network. Kaywood calling Spectacular Bid's victory in the Bluegrass Stakes, and then his trainer Bud Delp commenting after the race, looking ahead to the Kentucky Derby. All week long here on the network, we have been celebrating Spectacular Bid Week, presented by Keeneland Sales, the first in a series of horse weeks coming your way this year, presented by Keeneland Sales, recognizing and celebrating some of the most legendary Keeneland Sales graduates, and Spectacular Bid certainly falls into that category. And nobody knows that better than my good friend Kurt Becker, who you'll hear on the microphone at Keeneland once again later this afternoon. He is with me now here on HRRN. Kurt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. It's good to be on with you.
How great was it to hear Kaywood's voice on that call?
I tell you, that was one of my favorite parts of researching Spectacular Bid's career, because Kaywood Ledford, he was an incredibly accomplished sportscaster, Kentucky native, and someone who not only was known in the world of horse racing and as the voice of the UK Wildcats, but for many years did the Final Four. He was the play-by-play announcer for Westwood One's radio coverage. I remember listening to him covering the Final Four on radio back in the early 90s. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun to be able to go back and remember Kaywood.
You are such an incredible fan of the history of thoroughbred racing. I consider you one of the great racing historians, because you love to go back and research different storylines from yesteryear. Spectacular Bid, I mean, you look at his accomplishments on the racetrack, a winner of 26 of 30 lifetime starts, more than $2.7 million in earnings. And I said earlier, by today's dollars, that number would be a lot higher. But you look at his 13 grade one wins. If we're celebrating the greatest Keeneland Sales graduates of all time, he's right at the top of the list.
He really is, and it's surprising to me that as long as I have worked at Keeneland, and I've worked here since the late 1990s, Spectacular Bid is, for whatever reason, he's not always a name that pops up as a Keeneland Sales grad. I guess because we have sold a number of horses that have won classic races and champions and so forth, but whenever you and I sat down, Mike, a few weeks ago and said, who would be a good Keeneland Sales grad to highlight that's won the Bluegrass. You and I both even said at first, well, Spectacular Bid, we think he was a Keeneland graduate. Was he or wasn't he? And sure enough, he was. But I think sometimes part of the reason that maybe he doesn't always immediately come to mind, if you go back and look, he was originally – The breeders of that horse wanted to put him in the Keeneland summer sale, the July sale. And of course, the July sale in that era was considered the best of the best on pedigree and confirmation. And actually, the Keeneland sales department looked at Spectacular Bid's maternal family, and they said, you know, the damn side of the pedigree probably isn't quite up to the standards that we normally hold folks to for the July sale? Would you put him in the September sale instead, which they did? So he actually is not only a Keeneland sales grad, but came out of the September sale, which, of course, is now the flagship yearling sale.
Yeah, the 1977 Keeneland September sale. And then 2 years later, we know he would go on to win the Bluegrass Stakes. He would win the Kentucky Derby. He would win the Preakness. And as I mentioned, 13 Grade 1 victories in his incredible career. It has been so much fun this week to share YouTube videos of his biggest victories, but the race calls too are something that strike me when I listen to the announcers describe Spectacular Bid, whether it be Dave Johnson or whoever the announcers were in some of those races. The incredible, it's almost like in the tone of their voice, Kurt, they're in awe of Spectacular Bid watching him run.
I would agree. And yeah, you know, you're talking about a list of announcers that had seen a lot of fantastic horses in that era and in that decade. I mean, you mentioned Dave Johnson. There's a good example. A lot of people forget that Dave was the track announcer for the New York Racing Association and actually did the track call for Secretariat's Triple Crown clinching win in the Belmont. You know, the Chick Anderson call is the one that we always hear from CBS television, but Dave actually did the track call. So, I mean, here's just one example of an announcer that, you know, he had been in New York at the time that Secretariat ran. And Dave, by the time Spectacular Bid ran, he was the caller at Santa Anita. And I think that if you go back and listen as a four-year-old in 1980, when Spectacular Bid broke the world record on dirt at Santa Anita for a mile and a quarter in 157.4, you could hear Dave on the gallop out when he checks the time, and there you could just hear the change in his tone of voice when he sees how fast that race went. It was just amazing.
This is just the beginning, too. Spectacular Bid Week, the first in a series of horse weeks we're going to bring to our listeners over the next few months and all the way through the Breeders' Cup, for that matter. Derby Week, April 29th to May 4th, we will celebrate the great Winning Colors, winner of the 1988 Kentucky Derby, another Keeneland sales graduate. And Belmont Week, June 3rd to the 8th, will be AP Indy Week, all of those presented by our friends at Keeneland Sales. And it's wonderful to recognize those Keeneland sales graduates, but even more importantly, to recognize some of the greatest horses that have ever set foot on the racetrack.
And you mentioned Winning Colors. I mean, there's a filly who, for some of us, really was a reason that we got interested in the thoroughbred game. And every time her name comes up, I have to smile, because I grew up in a standardbred family, and I can remember that my folks would always pay attention to the Triple Crown time of year, and I had just started my announcing career. In fact, in the spring of 88, when she was a three-year-old, I was actually in Lexington announcing harness races at the Red Mile. And there were a lot of racing officials at the Red Mile who were big, big fans of thoroughbred racing. And a gentleman who was head of publicity at the Red Mile, a man by the name of Tom White, he had a derby party at his house that afternoon, first Saturday in May 1988. And I can remember he had all the racing officials over. We had the race that night. We had like a 7:30 post time at the Red Mile. But Tom had everybody over to his house, and he had an old console-style television that he got an extension cord. He rolled it out on the back patio. And, I mean, I was fascinated. And then to see this filly, not only a filly beating the boys, but just the gritty, tough way that she had to hold off 49er, I remember that day just being mesmerized and thinking, man, it would be a lot of fun to be involved with that sport.
That is the other thing I love about presenting these horse weeks for our listeners, because I said this earlier, Kentucky Senator Damon Thayer had seen the post of Spectacular Bid winning the 1979 Florida Derby that we had shared on our HRN Twitter page. And he commented to us that that was the race that got him hooked on horse racing. He even remembered the race being broadcast on ABC's Wide World of Sports with the late Jim McKay hosting the coverage. So much like Winning Colors with you, Spectacular Bid had that same type of impact on now Kentucky Senator Damon Thayer. And it's wonderful to see the way that these special horses have impacted people's lives.
They do. They do make for some lasting memories. And there's something about the athleticism and the way some of these horses can, in some cases, overcome adversity. In other cases, they can put together these amazing win streaks. And they really do. They capture the heart. And it's one of the great things about this game.
Let me shift gears with you for just a moment, visiting with Keeneland announcer Kurt Becker here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. We saw a pretty good one yesterday in the Ashland with Leslie's Rose, who is now on her way to Louisville for the first Friday in May in the Kentucky Oaks. What did you make of that performance yesterday?
I thought that was a really solid performance. I thought going into that race, there were so many angles to look at. You had the return of the champion, just FYI. You had Candied, who had won the Grade 1 Alcibiades over the Keeneland racetrack last fall. And I thought going in that maybe the Judmont filly Impel might prove the best yesterday. Even though she had never been in a stake, much less the Grade 1, she had been so impressive in her first couple of starts. But I mean, this filly that Mandy Pope owns, Leslie's Rose, she left no doubt. When she made that move, it wasn't like it really wasn't much time to even think about it. All of a sudden, you look up and she's got the lead and she's gone. So I thought it was an excellent performance. And I heard Todd Pletcher say after the race yesterday, the filly's trainer, he pointed to the fact that the race yesterday was a mile and a 16th. Of course, the Oaks is a mile and an eighth, and he said, you know, we've thought all along that this is the kind of filly that the longer we stretch out the distance, the more she's going to like it.
You will have the privilege this afternoon to be calling five graded stakes races as part of that Keeneland Saturday program. There are two grade ones with the Madison and the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. That Bluegrass, there are many people saying on social media and on other platforms that it might be the strongest Kentucky Derby prep race we've seen so far this year, with Sierra Leone and Door Knock squaring off. It's a rematch for them. Talk a little bit more about this year's Bluegrass field and what you'll be watching for throughout the race.
Yeah, I mean, and you mentioned Sierra Leone and Door Knock, and they certainly on class look to be the best of the bunch. But you know, you've got some other great stories in there. One of the horses that I've heard some talk about, I chatted with a few people yesterday at Keeneland before the races, and the name of Just a Touch came up a time or two, and someone pointed out to me, I was actually talking to Scott Hazelton from FanDuel TV, and Scott said, you know, you look at this horse, he's only made a couple of starts, he's run well both times, and I think both times Scott had mentioned he was on a sloppy sealed track, and he said, I think these connections have been waiting for the chance to get Just a Touch onto a fast track and see what he can do. So that's a name that has come up. You've got a Godolphin horse in there, Encino, who's run well, but he's been running on synthetic, and he'll try dirt for the first time today. You know, I heard the segment that you and Jude Feld did a moment ago, and you guys were talking about fierceness from Mike Rapoli and trainer Todd Pletcher. Well, those same connections, they've got BU going out today, a horse that just broke his maiden, incidentally. But there's another for the Rapoli barn that goes in the Bluegrass today. Someone else mentioned Good Money, the Calumet horse, that maybe there's not a lot of early speed in this race, that perhaps either he can go out and maybe grab the lead at a big price and try to go all the way, or if not that, Door Knock is a horse that can certainly be up front early. Maybe Good Money can take a little bit out of Door Knock if he goes out and presses the issue. So I don't think it's a done deal on any horse's count by any means. I think it's a wide open race, and a 2-1 morning line favorite in Sierra Leone kind of reflects that.
Kurt, folks are going to hear more from you, not just this afternoon at the races when they tune into Keeneland, but they're going to hear more from you later in the program coming up at 10:20 Eastern when you take them on another stroll through racing history. You produce those segments every single week. They are fantastic. We get so many wonderful compliments. They add so much to the show, and I really want to thank you publicly for all your hard work there. Those segments, too, presented by our friends at Keeneland, and can't wait to hear this week's story on Spectacular Bid.
Well, and I appreciate that, Mike, and thanks to our producer, Lee Della Pina. I know that as we've gone through the month of March and into April, we've changed up, sometimes I'll send Lee some audio, and then we'll decide to do a different horse and move the first horse to a different week. So a big thanks to our producer, Lee, because he does a great job.
Kurt, I appreciate the visit, my friend. Enjoy Bluegrass Stakes Day. It's one of the great days on the racing calendar every year, and can't wait to hear your calls this afternoon.
Mike, thank you so much. It's always fun, and a great day of racing across the country, so everybody enjoy.
Kurt Becker here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.